Hey, Woken Ratchet fans. It's us. We back. You're welcome.
Hi, guys. We got video. You looking. You okay? New hair. Lips is popping.
Yes, you know, I be trying to do a little something, looking like a person. I'm trying to look like a person more often than not now.
Well, let me just tell you now, I'm still in my PJs.
I only see you from the neck up.
Right. I'm still in my PJs. Yeah. But I figured since we said that we would, you know, do the video. Yes. Then let me, I ain't got on no mascara, no eyeliner.
You're still
no
cute. Nothing. You're still
cute. I'm just here.
But you got this Beyonce hair. So
the base that the Lord gave me. That's all I got.
Hallelujah. I mean, as far as faces go, it's a nice one.
I would much rather have this face over a lot of other faces that I've seen.
There are so many tragic faces.
So many. So I'm like, Lord,
look at God. Jesus, you just out there doing anything, huh? At one point in time, you were just like, whatever. Was you sleepy this time? Were you on the night shift, Lord?
You know what it was? Nope. Then the people that he told them red flags that he was giving, when they didn't follow it, he was cursing the wombs. Like, now your baby gonna look like a chipmunk. I'm just saying.
Awful. I can't deal. How you doing this week?
I'm good. You know, I'm good. I'm alive. I'm healthy.
That's a good way to start.
I feel like the last job cheated me out of some money, so I'm kind of going through it with them right now.
No.
Yeah. So the thing with that is that if we bank 100 OT hours, like that's bank, they hold on to 100. Anything over 100 at the end of the month gets paid out. Mm-hmm. If I have 100 in my bank and I turned in at least 30 hours of OT, there's no way that last check, even though it was half of a check at time and a half, that don't add up to 130 hours at time and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we got, But other than that, you know, I'm good. New job is cool. I did realize that I will probably only keep this job through the new year. As much as I enjoy it.
No, wait a minute.
I enjoy it. The funds aren't adding up. Oh. So it is because I didn't pay health insurance before. And that is a huge.
That's a huge.
Thing.
Yeah.
Like that is a huge cost. Like, listen, y'all, remind y'all kids don't be grown, okay? Because this grown shit is ridiculous. And that's one thing that has spoiled me for 2 years. Yeah. I did not have to pay health insurance. So to have to go and do that now is a very much so on the annoying side.
Absolutely. I know. That's one thing that keeps my job, that keeps me at my job, is they pay 100% of my health insurance. So I always think if I go elsewhere, I can't leave for the same amount of money if the benefits are not equivalent. I'm like, it has to be 10 grand more than I make now for it to be slightly appealing, because it's not appealing if it's not, because I don't pay my insurance. There are other perks. It's too, like working for the state and stuff like that. And like, I forget, like I was a state worker for a minute, but like, I was just like, if y'all don't give me these kinds of benefits, there's just not nothing I can really talk about.
So, and that's where I am. Like, I enjoy the job. My clients are hilarious. I love the fact that, you know, they provide the vehicle to the point that I be getting in my car and I'm even like, ooh, don't even feel like I don't. Like, I feel different. On Monday through Friday, I am in a different car. It's not even built like my car. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing. Like, my car is literally, you know, dead. And then I think her name is Rain.
Okay. You know, I like Rain because mine is Storm.
So. Yeah, I think her name is Rain. And that's how I'm kind of feeling about her. Okay. I think that's where we're settling. So
you Rain said it to her a few times and she seems receptive.
Yeah. That's supposed to be working.
You are.
If y'all are watching this, yes, I am having pizza right now.
I didn't even say nothing.
I am.
I'm going to let you have your pizza in peace.
Because I'm hungry. Okay.
I mean, it's fine. I tell you, I was not going to be hungry this time again. I said, I'm not going to be, I don't like it. I'm not going to be belching either. So I was mindful of what I ate. Also, my plans got shifted though because of the bad salmon, but whatever.
I told you, you should took that shit back.
I really food should because it was $13 for this
food. Food is too expensive. Segment.
And I was so mad because we like really trying to like be mindful of the money we spend. And that means, I mean, the fortunate part is it doesn't cut out into the meals I plan because I bought a rotisserie chicken yesterday for, I made some chicken ramen. Mm-hmm. And we still have some left. So I was going to make salmon and Alfredo, but I just did it. I just used the rest of the rotisserie chicken. So it didn't cut out in turn, but it wasted $13.
Yeah, no, I would take that shit back.
I was going to say something else and it eludes me. I'm getting old.
I know. Talking about work, talking about food.
Have you figured out what you want to do for your birthday?
So I'm kind of feeling like I just want to be a recluse this year. Like I want to go check into a hotel, get some spa services, and unplug.
Before I set my original birthday plans, that's exactly what I wanted to do. And I had told him like, and I want to do it alone.
Yeah.
With love.
I feel like I want to be a recluse. Like, yes, I already live alone. It's not about that. I don't want to be here. I want to go. I want to get rubbed down. Like, that massage yesterday and my pedicure, I feel like it just solidified it for me. Like, I need my whole body just rubbed down. I need to be relaxed. I want to relax, relax, release.
That was me on Thursday. I was like, man, please keep rubbing this left ankle like that. I love you. Will you marry me?
When he did the lid, and then he got the feet, I said, this is why I miss having a man. I just started rubbing my feet. And I don't know when that spirit of rub my feet came over me, but it's a thing.
It's a great, I love when they, and I look, cause they be like rubbing your kneecaps. I'd be like, yes.
Girl.
Well, yeah, I make sure I wear a proper attire. Yep.
So and you that's these exactly. Kneecaps.
No, I wore these shorts on purpose,
dressed
ma'am.
Cute. I said, let me put these leggings on. Yeah. Back and pull right on.
One time I wore some pants that didn't roll up well. I was so pissed at myself. I said, I made sure
it's like you cheating yourself out of the experience.
I wore jogging pants but they rolled right on up to the thigh. Here you go, ma'am.
You're going to get this whole leg. Okay? Get it all. Not wipe me down. Rub me down.
You're so stupid. But that sounds like a good idea. I ain't going to lie. Like, I've had, like, I did this in Chicago. I went and got a room at the Embassy Suites, like, out. It was somewhere, like, north, like out a little past Skokie or something, but it was like $99. Like, and I did it on a whim. And I remember I asked like Lauren and Evie if they wanted to come. And I think they came like last minute, but I had spent most of the day. No, Lauren came like late that night, but I had spent most of the day and I had went and did like all the things. Mm-hmm. And when she came, I was sitting there in a robe because I had got this real nice suite. Thank you, hotels.com. Like, but this was years ago. And I was just like sitting there watching TV, doing shit I would do at home.
But still,
I had all the snacks and I was just in the middle of the bed in the robe.
After I had taken a bath. I would take my Fire Stick so I can still watch my TV.
You should. I love taking, unless some hotels I go to when I go out of town, like I've stayed at the Marriott in Atlanta. And it was really nice, like the Marriott Marquis. And like when you came in, the TV had your name on it and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. And it was really nice. And you could like control it from your phone. But I have gone to places where I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're not like out and about.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, I'm going to actually be here in this room. I want a nice room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you talking to the queen of the, chill and do shit alone. So you ain't gonna get no, that ain't lit to me. That sounds super lit.
Right. My mom was coming the weekend before.
Okay.
So, you know, get out, eat, do stuff. Yeah, no. I gotta work. My birthday's on the Wednesday. So come Friday.
So that's the bad part about starting a new job when it's close to your birthday.
You ain't got no time off.
Yeah. Or even if you do, because I didn't realize when I started my job, you start, like, they front load all your time. So at my job, it was the best thing. We front load all of our time. The only thing is, like, if you quit and you've used time that you haven't earned,
they deduct it.
But other than that, like, so like as of last month, like I got a new 2 weeks. So, but because I haven't really gone on vacation, I was like, how I got 100 or some odd hours of vacation? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, because I ain't been nowhere.
And got like 200. Used to not having none trying to
stress. Oh, because you know, girl.
All of you sick.
I usually come over, carry over, like, I think last time I carried over 0.33 hours.
Right.
No, not this time. I carried over like 4 days or something. So I was just like, oh, okay, well. Mm-hmm. And I have almost 200 sick hours. And I'm taking like 3 sick days in the last 2 months. Because if I ain't feeling it, I ain't feeling it. Like, I don't feel like going to work. I'll be like, no, I ain't doing it. Or I don't want to go in the office.
The best part of me being on a job is after I hit that year mark and I go and get the FMLA.
You're so funny.
Listen, FMLA is the best thing that ever happened.
You are hilarious. So... I was going to say, that's still not the thing that I was going to ask or say. Well, you know what? Whatever. I'm going to not even trip about it. I'm getting old.
It's so. Going to come to you later and when, you're going to be like, aha.
When I'm in a car or something and no one's around. Mm-hmm. If a tree falls in the woods and nobody's around to hear it, doesn't it make a sound? If the bitch is alone in her car, she can't remember her question.
I want to say, it sounds subjective.
I always say yes to that question, though.
I say yes, but then it's like, so it sounds based on whether or not someone hears it. Because you can be deaf if somebody makes a sound, you don't hear it. But
it makes a sound. Because you don't hear it doesn't mean, because it can't be heard.
Exactly.
Is it hearable? That's why I say, yes, a tree will make a sound if no one's around. It's hearable.
Nobody will hear it.
Whether or not you can hear it doesn't mean it's not hearable. Okay, that is quite enough of that.
You might say that would take us down the rabbit hole.
I'm not doing that today.
We do. No, ma'am.
You know, I actually have a million. I got to really prepare for this week because, you know, mediocre.
Class starts tomorrow.
Huh?
Class starts tomorrow.
Yay!
Yes.
Are you excited?
So excited. So excited. So she sent out a new reading list. Thankfully, the gift box that I want from her includes one of the books.
Okay, that's good.
That would be needed for certification. So that takes care of that. One of the other ones I have, and I'm ordering two of the other ones. Nice. And then I need to find some pregnant people for when I'm done so I can attend these births and get my full certification. So go ahead. Give me that little black.
I'm going to get you after you get the certification. I'll be ready.
No.
You know what? We had this conversation. I just asked him, you know, like, he was just like, you're not ready. Like, you the one stopping. And I was just like, I was just like, I don't want to go through this. Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. You know what it is. You know all the other stuff I want first.
Abs.
Aside from abs. You know what? Abs might be the one thing I'll let go. Although, not really. I really feel like it could happen. And I'm really doing everything within my power to make it happen.
That's because you know that you were so close before.
At one point. I really was. And I'm almost 20 pounds down now from August. So
look at you.
It's possible. I mean, all the things that I know will come and are coming, I want those first. Like, I don't want it to be Woodson and Moss. I don't want that.
Just be like Yandy and go get your name changed.
I'm not doing that bullshit either. Like, that's not what I want. So, you know, I think that even when we're on, and I also don't want to be, I know the kind of wedding dress I want, and I don't want to be with child, at least not like poke out belly baby with that.
Just because you want a wedding.
I don't. He does.
You want a ceremony.
No, I don't. I mean, it could be. I'm pro courthouse. He is not.
What happened to the brunch idea?
Okay. I'm pro. What did I tell you? I'm pro. He is not pro it. So if he's not, since he's not for it, I make plans for a small. He's like, okay, we could do something very small. Because my idea is just get married and then throw a big party. Like a year later for our 1 year anniversary.
That is totally
that's my plan. That I'm on. Because if we just get married and I don't gotta worry about the dress and everything, I get pregnant. Then I can, you know, have my goddaughter carry the baby down the aisle or whatever when we do
it. Put that baby in one of the remote control cars.
Like, whatever. I'm down for that. But as long as we're with the idea, and I don't mind the other part, but I'm not anti-ceremony. I just feel like with the timeline of how kind of I would like to do things, it mm-hmm. makes me feel like I would rather, like if I was younger, I'd be like, all right. But now it's kind of like, and then money that you spend. But I also have plans, like I got Pinterest boards if we do a ceremony. Don't worry. One of my friends here that is a friend of a friend, she owns an event planner. She always trying to like be like, is it time yet? Is it time yet? Because she just always, I was like, look, let me give you his Instagram. You need to follow him because this is the person you need to be asking these questions to, not me. But I found places here because we've discussed if we want to do destination versus in Houston. We're both settled on not getting married in Chicago.
Amen to that.
So it's probably going to be in Houston. I found locations here because we're thinking about like small, like no more than 100 people.
That's still too big for me.
I do think that is large, but when my whole thing is, I don't know where are you going to find 50 people that you really care about? Because I feel like you only got 20. Let me get them 80 about you. Because I already got my wedding list. My wedding list is,
and that's why me and my mama go back and forth, because, you know, Kim is heartbroken at the fact that I feel like I don't want a ceremony. Number one, I feel like I would keep it super small. So it would definitely be mama, my mama, my brother, Stevie and Tiff, mm-hmm. Teresa and Caleb.
I wouldn't even invite anybody on my father's side of the family. Not because I love them, but because I can't talk to them. That is
my grandmama, my mama, her siblings, and my brother. I feel like because once we start doing my other uncles and aunts, I don't want none of my uncles' wives there, and they feel like you can't invite the husband without... You know how I feel about that. Like, I don't want, no, my friends, I feel like I love y'all, but I don't want any of that. I don't want none of that.
Just tell me where to send this gift, girl. I'll do a party. This is my thing. I also still want all the parties all the leading things. Up yes, to it. I know. So don't get it twisted. I still want a bridal shower. I still want a bachelorette weekend. I still want those things, but also, that's what I'm saying. Like, it could be really small. I found like super intimate ceremony spaces. And I do think sometimes you have to make it so small that some people won't feel any kind of way, because it's like,
and that's why I kept it with just my mama. It is
like my immediate family and like my best friends, like whatever. And like his, and because I have a larger, I think just friend base and family, I always tell him like, even if we did 100, I'm just like, I know you ain't gonna try to take 50 because you will be filling it with third cousins and shit. And I'll be trying to actually get like best friends in. And I'm like, but I don't know. Like I said, I found very small. I found beautiful spaces here for it. We've also talking about doing destination. Destination, I always like the idea because everybody pretty much ain't pays gonna be able to come. Everybody pretty much pays for their own stuff. And you make whatever happen, however you need to make it happen. And a lot of like resorts are like, okay, here, we already have this ceremony space. You know, we have this, it's on the beach. We'll give you this, this, and this. If it's all inclusive, it's the food y'all already eating. We just gonna put it here in this space for your group. And y'all might pay, you might pay like a few hundred dollars, right? But which is great. When I was telling him how much weddings cost, he was like, what? I said, I think you want this and you don't realize how much weddings cost. And I said, and I also refuse to have a trash wedding to save money. Like, I don't want the wedding to look ugly. Like, I've been to weddings where it was clearly on a budget and it's like, you might as well go to the courthouse. So if we don't have the funds and we can't make it look even on a small, because the place that I liked, when I was talking about the restaurant, the Dunleavy, they don't do,
they're not taking anymore.
Even before COVID. They were closing. They were just rearranging the way they did. I was so pissed. But like, that place is beautiful. Small. I mean, so pretty. And I'm like, stuff like that. But when I think more about like, I would like a space where like, I love the brunch idea. I still like, you know, brunch buffet, because I feel like you could hire people to like serve the buffet. But I like the idea of an omelet station and
brunch,
I like
how we do brunch, not this Texas brunch thing.
What's Texas brunch?
Girl, the fucking restaurant you order.
Oh yeah, no. I want like buffet, like yes. omelet station. I want like a carving meat carving station, a mimosa bar.
Yes.
And I love it because I feel like me, ideal wedding, Saturday, get married at like ceremony at 11:30. We start eating at noon. Everybody's gone by 3. Like at 3 o'clock, everybody's doing their own thing and we lit off mimosas. Like that is...
You know, brunch sex is some good sex too. You get brunch and just married sex.
Let me tell you, that is ideal for me. Like, I really don't even see myself in the like late night. Like, I don't want to be wedding at 9 o'clock.
When I was young, I felt like, yes, and then we can have the food truck. But at this point in life, I be feeling like, I don't want to be bothered with you, nigger. Yeah.
Even if we call it a brunch wedding and it's later in the afternoon, like say it's at 1 o'clock, right? And it lasts, okay. But like, I just feel like ending it at like 6 p.m., like at the latest, is beautiful.
Ideal.
I love when Siobhan got married, we did the ceremony at the church. We all went to a restaurant and we ate. And then like everybody went their separate ways. And then late at night, we met up and like walked down Beale Street and hung out. Like, I like that idea. Like, I like it's like, yeah, we married. And then because I feel like we end things at 6, say it's on a Saturday. I like when people do it. Like, if you have your friends, your family, friends, family, that whole weekend, I like the idea. Like, Sunday, we do like another meetup saying bye or whatever, whatever. And then we off to the honeymoon because I'm trying to go and I want to go to Thailand. So I'm just like, well, hopefully, whenever we get the world, they will accept us. Well, if not, we just be back in Mexico. That's the place of his people. If we do, I would like to go to Mexico City, do something different. We're like where his family's from. So yeah, I've thought about this. So I have options. I'm like, so if you're gonna do this, let's do it. But I love the idea of a brunch wedding because who doesn't like brunch? Who doesn't want steak and waffles? Because I often want both. I want steak and I want
waffles. In real life, brunch is like the ideal meal of the day. Like when we did the staycation last week and they were like, we were going over like the brunch menu and I was like, are we doing brunch or just a late breakfast? Because this don't sound like brunch to me.
Right, you gotta put like, some steak
I hear a whole bunch of breakfast food. Mm-mm. So I made salmon and someone was like, well, salmon. I said brunch,
not
everything
breakfast.
It's all inclusive.
It's really everything. It's really like, it's really fat because it's just like, well, we just want to eat both things. We want to eat everything. And so we're gonna call brunch because we actually want waffles and chicken. Or like we want steak and we would like an omelet.
I want crab legs and
yes, crepes. It's pretty much like, why do you have shrimp cocktail and pancakes? Because it's brunch.
Because brunch. Because it's brunch.
It's pretty much like the fattest thing in the world.
And then you have your alcohol. Why? Because it's brunch. If you say you have an alcohol with breakfast, people sound judgy. Brunch.
That is so true. And that's the other reason, because you know, alcohol bill at a wedding can be
expensive,
crazy.
As
if you do brunch and all you have is mimosas, people aren't looking crazy because...
Well, I wouldn't have just mimosas.
I would.
I would have mimosas for everybody else, but mimosas are not my drink of choice.
Oh, I love mimosas.
I would have something else for myself.
I mean, maybe for myself, but I meant for the guests. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm talking about expense-wise for the guests. Then I'm not worried about like having, do I have light, dark, no. We might have like a his and her punch, something that's different that had, like you're going to hit this punch. Like maybe this has rum in it and this has whiskey or whatever. But if you want, what you're going to get and how you jazz it up is, this is pineapple juice, this is orange juice, this is, passion fruit, this is mango. But it's all, and it's going to be all barefoot because let me tell you, I've had a lot of champagnes. He had just asked me, I was like, I've had a lot. I just like the $8 barefoot. It's just really good. And you can get super lit super quick. And so I love the idea of brunch wedding because you know me, I be wanting to be in a bed. And I'm going to want to be married and cuddled up and not have to deal with you Negroes at 10 p.m. So I like the idea. Brunch. Hey, we're having a brunch wedding.
Let me stop for coming here. Because we do have a topic this week, y'all.
We do. We got to go.
We do. So we need to go ahead and take a break so we can come back and get to the topic at hand.
Hey, guys. We're back. So... Today's topic, we had been wanting to talk about it for a minute.
We did.
And we had, because I think we had different plans for it.
We did. Know, but what else?
We're going to do it. So we're now going to be talking about them people that you used to go with, but then they probably had did something because they ain't want to recognize the greatness that was in you. And so now they ain't in your life no more. And so y'all ain't together.
AKA.
Also known as exes.
Or The Walking Dead, however you view it.
You know what? That's what he's talking about. He's talking about, you always talking about dead people. And I'm like, what? He's like, ain't that what y'all be calling y'all exes? And I'm like, oh, that's accurate.
Yeah, The Walking Dead. Like, that I have whole ass funerals for people.
I can't do with you in these funerals.
What? You listen, you know I am good for a funeral.
Like, wait, I will have a funeral. To his fume, did he die? Mm-mm. Just not in my life no more. Same thing.
To me, he did. And so, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. I haven't had enough funerals recently. I think I'm just going to do like a collective
mass grave. That's not good.
And I am just going to just dead people because I haven't done it. So therefore they keep coming. And before we go into real Mercury retrograde, I need to just go ahead and do it. I've already blocked a few people, but I feel like the block party is not over.
Okay, so we're talking about exes. I think that a lot of times, tell me what you think constitutes an ex. So like, do you have to have been in a long-term relationship? Because I think sometimes I might refer to somebody as my ex and we were never a couple. Does it like, so what makes somebody like, what tenure did you have to have in your relationship to get into ex categories?
So there's ex as in past relationships and then there's ex lovers.
Okay.
So I have ex-lovers. When I talk about, when people ask me, so with this whole dating thing, if somebody asks me how long I've been single, I will say 2 years based off of, you know, things okay. ended with Mr. Officer, things ended with my neighbor. I will mm-hmm. say 2 years. Okay. And me and Mr. Officer had a conversation about this actually maybe about a week or so ago.
Okay.
He called to check on me and I was like, we were talking about like me dating and the fact that he is just good on dating. I said, well, you ain't really want a girlfriend, period. Like, honestly, if we being honest about it, like I wasn't your girlfriend. And he was like, here you go with this again. But I'm like, we're not coupled.
Me and him are in the same, and I never met the man, but me and him are in the same category. Here we go with this again.
I feel like we were not coupled.
That was your man.
We did things together.
Let me call Yuri and be like, here she go. She lying again, Yuri.
Ooh, you know what you said, Yuri? It shocked me because then I thought about my stalker. Lord. And I ain't never said that man name, but if y'all know that man, that was my stalker.
You are so funny.
That was not a relationship. That was an ex-lover.
Okay. I'll be willing to fight you. It's Sunday. I don't want to fight.
Yeah, no. So like, okay. So in terms of, like I said, I do tell people that me and Mr. Officer, okay, last relationship, my neighbor, last relationship, the relationship that lasted too long. We were together for 5 years. That was definitely a mm-hmm. relationship. And then the shit dragged on for like another year and a half of just bullshit. Alex relationship, Craig relationship. Now, ex-lovers. Marcus with a K, ex-lover.
I'll give you that, yes.
Yes. The old man around the corner from you, ex-lover.
I will give you that as well.
My old man, I would say, no, I'm not going to put him in the ex-lover category.
So oh, okay, I'm about to say, no. I'm going to hang up this whole call and be like, y'all,
I couldn't do that.
I hope you like these 29 minutes because she lying and I ain't dealing with her today lying on a Wednesday like that.
No, because I roll with that man through a whole motherfucking prison.
Real life. You could do real life love after lockup.
No,
but some people do that. Like they knew the person before they went to jail and then they started, they did one in Canada.
Okay, so let's see. So the first time, oh Lord, this has been multiple arrests. So
that's what I'm saying. Love after lockup. They be going back. It is perfect. You should have, you would have been like, love after lockup OG.
Since we're recording this, they can see that this week.
don't care. You so, just when you stick your finger up at me and you don't say nothing, it's because I'm telling the truth, but you tired of hearing my mouth. Which I can deal with it. But ultimately that it's still what I hear is I'm right.
You know what? Whatever. So yeah. So I cannot call him an ex-lover. That's a relationship. That was a ride. Mm-hmm. Lovers, they typically fall into like my situationships, but after an extended amount of time and the ups and downs, trials and tribulations of a relationship, we together. And that's why I have to consider Mr. Officer. I would say that it was like a past relationship. Like, no, we didn't throw that title on it, but yes, we did do relationship couple things. We vacationed together. We spent plenty of time together. I know you like to throw that vacation thing out there. You guys vacationed together. Yes, we did.
Look, so, you know what? I'll say that fight for another day. I'm sure it'll come up again. It has. This is probably the 18th time we didn't argue about it.
So there's a difference between an ex-lover and an ex as an ex in a relationship.
Okay. Because I think a lot of people just really think like ex in terms of this is the person that I was in like this long-term relationship with. But I know I'll say ex and it's just like ex I used to fuck with. Like, because it's just easier to say than like, dude, it's easier to
explain it to others.
Exactly. So that's why sometimes I'll be like my ex, but we were never in a relationship. But also I may not say it if we only saw each other at nighttime hours. So if you're just like a booty call, if we was just doing it, then I ain't going to, but there are guys who I call my ex because we've hung out because we dated, like they may have met friends and family, like, you know, a guy who I never called my boyfriend, but you know, when my sister and I used to live together, he would come pick me up. So he would come to the house. So he's like hung out at the house before and my sister was there. So he's met my sister. He's met some friends. We used to date all the time. Yeah. And we dated on and off for like a year. But we were never in a relationship, which is funny because my standard now is there is no way I would date you that long and not be your girlfriend.
Right. But you'd be like, so what are we doing?
But we were dating and going places and hanging out. And, you know, even before and this was prior to me because we started dating when I was 27 and we dated like around my birthday up until probably sometime that April on and off and never, you know, got intimate clearly because I wasn't doing it. But when I started becoming sexually active when I was 29, like we ran back into each other because he still lived where he lived. And at the time I moved to the South Side. So we literally live around the corner from each other, like down the street and around the corner, past the train. But within a few blocks. And so then that's when it became whatever.
You know, I be knowing your life.
But I mean, the people don't. But I consider him an ex. And he wasn't my boyfriend. Because, in all honestly, I probably only have like 3 ex-boyfriends like in my adult life. And everyone else who is an ex is just like an ex situation. Probably, and it's often because I should have left long before it turned into a situation. Would you say you have good relation? I know it's probably a variety, but would you say you have good relationships with your exes, like overall?
If I saw them, I wouldn't try to run them over with my car. So I would say that's good. Like, I no longer, you know, wish death upon people. I would say that's good. As far as let me run it back and do it again, we ain't never that good.
Okay.
I don't want none of them back.
Okay.
And that's just the honest to goodness. And they weren't all bad men. All relationships didn't end on terrible terms. For a while, Alex and I would see each other because our parents were friends. That's how we met.
Right.
Like I said, I've seen, you know, Mr. C because we have mutual friends. Right. Mr. Officer, we came and found out, you know, that we know a lot of mutual people, but mainly the people that he know are like related to me and they ain't kicking it with him. So,
yeah,
you know, So I don't have it ain't bad, but also I ain't got to have it back.
Yeah. I don't have bad relationships with my exes. I don't have any relationship with any of them, if I'm being honest.
I don't have any relationship.
It's not good or bad because it's non-existent. I think the only, and I'm only even social media friends with one of my exes, which I've said before, and it's only again because he apologized for being trash. And I think that for me, the thing about being friends with exes that always baffles me is I get that people are not always meant to be together. I understand that. But I also feel like if it were good enough, if it was actually good, we would be together. Because I think there are very few, at least in my experience, and from those that I observe, that end because we have a conversation saying, you know what? I love you. I have love for you. But this isn't working. The two of us don't seem to be in love anymore. And it's amicable. It's always some bullshit. Like, even if the love has started to be lost, someone does something in the relationship that
catapults it.
Exactly. So it's like, maybe we are drifting apart, but then you cheat. So instead of having that conversation where it could be like, I feel like we're drifting apart, and then we either decide to work on it or we can say, you know what? Let's amicably step away from each other. Because especially if you were friends with the person first, I think that happens where you're a friend with the person and you try to date and you're like, I think we are actually better. We were watching Girlfriends. So it's like William and Joan. It's like, you know what? Actually, we are better as friends. Yeah. And we can have that conversation. But usually somebody does some trash-ass thing like cheat. And so now it's like, nigga, I was done with you, but now you cheating. So now I'm mad.
I wouldn't go as far as, I mean, yeah, I definitely see that. Or in my case, you know, I fix your face.
I got some in my eye.
Fix your face. okay, I'm trying to think back. So, very first breakup, Raymond. But I was young. We was young.
Yeah.
Like, we...
I don't count nothing. I don't count anything pre-21. I'm going to tell you
now, that. Now, we don't count nothing.
He be talking about all these relationships, and I'd be like, you were 18. I don't count. I mean, in terms of, like, relationship, I don't count nothing before 21. And oftentimes, nothing before I graduated from college.
So, the only reason that I include Craig and Alex. Like, me and Alex actually did love each other. The thing was that when we broke up, it was because he felt that he couldn't do the long distance thing. Mm-hmm. And when he realized that he still wanted to be together, I was like, I still have 2 years to be here. And what I can't do is do an emotional roller coaster with you in this long distance thing. Yeah. Because I know where I am. I live in Tennessee. You live in Chicago. And if it's hard for you now, then I'm not about to let you back in to do this all over again.
Absolutely.
So that's why that counts. Craig counts because we almost had a kid together.
Yeah.
So those I have to include. Like, we were literally, like, those things happen. Me and Mr. C, we were together from the time that I was 19, something like that, until I was 24. Yeah, 24. Yeah, because I met the old man at 24, going on 25. So, like, they all kind of just, like, I have these short breaks of, like, singleness.
You're like Jeremy. He get mad. Now he don't get mad, but he rolled his eyes. So, Aunt Evie, y'all are serial monogamous.
Yeah. Like, when I'm with somebody, like, yeah. And when I have my moments of being single, that's where the hotels come from.
You're so funny. But your singleness be real short. See, mine be no, like, I be, well, now it is longer, but normally, mine, yeah. I be traumatized. I be like, I be ready in 3 more years.
Right. And that's the thing. I get that from my mama, honest. Kim is one of those, like... Niggas like buses mixed one. That's 15 one.
Even if I'm not hurt, I just be like, ugh, that's work.
And it's not that I'm not hurt. It's just a matter of I still love me enough to feel like fuck you.
Yeah, I just be bitch. I be like, ugh.
I don't need that downtime. I feel like 9 out of 10, I've already process. And that's why I was like, I need to just have this mass funeral right now.
Yeah, you do.
Because in this singleness, like, especially with Mercury retrograde coming up, because the old man around the corner from you, then I already tried to come back. So don't you want to just be my girlfriend? No, no, I don't want to be your girlfriend.
Where were you when I was trying to be your girlfriend?
Getting on my motherfucking nerves and pissing me off.
Like when I was open to that, you weren't.
And now, so he's here on we are. Why do you think I've been around all these years? You know what? You're right. And let's just go ahead and put a nail in that coffin.
I hate when niggas say stuff like that.
Let's put a nail in that coffin.
Because you're trying to play me. You're trying to take advantage. That's why you be here,
now you
nigga.
Figure, like, I've just been sitting here waiting on you.
Like,
fuck out.
Exactly. Like, you know what? That means you think I'm available. Too available. Bye. Exactly. You just, thank you. Thank you for giving me that.
Call Tonsa, I'm about to come over. You gonna be outside. What? I have plans. Okay, I can come after you have plans. My plans are in my house.
Alone. And they don't include you. My plans are without you. That not is the plan.
I feel like, no.
The plan is to not have you in my house.
So unless you want him to come open the door, because I'm gonna let him do it, because I told y'all not to come over here.
I ain't even gonna say that. I'm just gonna be like, my plans are for you to address. Not be in my home. That's it.
Like, no, you will be outside. Like, the fuck? Again, we talked about it last week. If niggas ain't got shit, they got the motherfucking audacity.
And in abundance. Like, was it on sale somewhere and I missed it?
Big Lots.
They had to be at the Dollar Tree for 75 cents.
Like, just look at you, just dripping in audacity.
Unwarranted. Oh. I never, ever, ever, ever understand.
Yeah, Marcus that concept. Obviously didn't have a funeral because he popped back up and tell me he bought a house and be friends. Nigga, I give zero fucks. Nick, like, I don't care. And when my phone rang, I felt like, did you miss down? Did you pocket down me?
See, this is why I feel like I have X protocol. Like, you know, like Mission Impossible,
Block and
Ghost
delete.
Protocol. I have X protocol. I do. So, like, it is part of, maybe it is my own funeral process.
It
because
is.
Because what I tend to do is read through the messages that, like, we had, right? So, I'll start in the beginning ones, or, like, I'll search the beginning of our relationship, like, the date, and I'll, like, read some of the ones that got me in. And then I start reading the messages when I started to, like, get suspicious or fed up. And when they started filling me up with lies and shit, because I'd be like, I need to remember why the fuck I'm doing this. So I'd be like, okay. Then I go ahead and I delete all the messages. So no evidence on my end for the most part. Aside from the things I might need for later, that like I screenshot you and I send them to a safe place.
Yes.
So I send them outside of my phone. And then I delete them. And then I remove that person's name from my phone as a contact. And then I go in and find that number and block the number. And what I've had to also start doing is making sure, outside of blocking them, because what one person made me realize is that I have to block them on everything. I have. Even if they don't follow me. So
yeah,
he's the only person I had to, he's the only person I've had to block on Cash App. Because that he was wanting to send me message, but not send me cash. But because I had lit, and it was so crazy because I blocked him on Instagram, but then, and we weren't friends on Facebook, but he sent me message, so I had to block him on Facebook. And then it just, some just told me, I didn't think about Snap because I never really used my Snap. I had to go block him on Snap. Then I come getting a Cash App message. And I said, well, damn it, if I don't have to go in, you ain't never sent me cash. But now I got to go block you on Cash App. So I just go through a blocking spree. And only until, like, I've had him and a few other exes, like, pop up on one of my other social media pages. And I'm just like, okay, block. Let me go ahead. And every time I see, like, so-and-so follow, why? Block.
And see, I don't get that.
I have, because it's so funny, because I just be like, why? Why do you want to be connected to me? And I've had some exes just be like, I don't understand why you just got to put me out of your life. Why not? I don't understand why you think that we should still be connected. It really sounds just crazy to me, especially if you did something to hurt me. I don't want that kind of energy. And so I also, because I understand, like, sometimes when the retrogrades hit and I ain't even ready, I don't give you space to come back to me. There's no way, unless you are well versed in smoke signals or messenger pigeon.
Not messenger pigeon.
You can't get to me. I've had one ex go to, because he knew where my mama lived, like would go to my mama's house looking for me with flowers and shit. And like, even at the time when I was in college, my mom would be like, you know, Corey came. And I'll just be like, I ain't seen this nigga since whenever. Like, what? And sometimes that's the one thing that sometimes scares me about people knowing where I live. I mean, now I'm in a relationship, I have a man in my house, so I ain't worried about it. But it does make me think, like, when you block somebody and then they come to your house, like, even the crazy one, like, he came when I told, like, a time when I told him, like, not to come. Yes. And I just didn't open my door. I just stayed quiet. Like, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I blocked you. So don't come to my house. Sit
outside my house, call my phone. If my car was in the, I remember one time that my car was in the driveway. And I knew he had been calling. And I literally sat in, it was at night. So my daddy MP was going to work. And I sat there, I turned, hit the blackout curtains. My phone was on vibrate. And I can hear his truck running outside of my house. The next morning when I get up, he had put the windshield wipers up on my car. I was like, you are crazy. Like, I knew that you were outside. You just needed me to know that you were there, nigga. I knew that you were there.
Mm-mm. Like, I don't.
Or he would come, he would pull up on the bike and he would ride past. And then he would circle around and come back. And that's the only person that knew where I lived when I was out there. Nobody else had been there. And he only came there to pick me up like twice. And most times niggas be like, okay, what's your address again? No, yeah, he was like,
let me just.
Like he knew, like dead ass knew. And that, so, you know, when I moved, we were good because I moved to a whole different state.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand. And you know, a lot of people will be like, well, do you not want to be friends with your ex because about your new relationship? My thing is, my man got nothing to worry about because I don't cheat.
Because a new relationship, the fuck? I don't want that dick no more.
It is because I don't see the point in complicating things. Now, I will say, I have talked to people and then we still run in the same circle, but it's kind of like we keep it cute. And that's how I feel like it should be. There are circles that I run in that I still hang out in. And maybe me and this person like made out or, you know, we kicked it or whatever a few times. But I'm also like that, all the information is on a need to know basis. A lot of it is just like, or it happened so long ago. I just feel like mentioning it would cause more conflict than it's necessary. Or it's like, is this even worth it? Like, because we went on a few, it's people some who we never weren't physically intimate, but like we went on a few dates and I just be like, it's people in our circle who don't know. And it's just like,
yeah. The funniest thing to me is always homecoming. So homecoming is always funny to me because of course the young, like the Illuminati's and all this stuff, like I'm good, but I'll get a message from one of my friends like, damn, like all your old niggas in here. And I feel like, and so what?
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm going to speak. I'm going to say hi. The one person. And now, like, now there's nobody. Like, my favorite hoe, me and my favorite hoe had an understanding.
Yeah.
Like, he knew who's my favorite hoe. And
crazy.
I would, you know.
Just go to homecoming and come back with boyfriends. I don't be doing it right.
No. See, that I don't do. I ain't never came back in the whole last man. I go say my hellos, you know, float through. Hey, how you doing? Long time no see. And people be like, how do you do that? I feel like because I ain't with none of these niggas.
It's some people how I like who I've gone to homecomings and they tried to like, you know, link up or whatever. And I wanted to be like,
yes,
but you're my friend's hoe. And so I ain't gonna be able to do this. Even if she wouldn't care. And like, it's so funny because I just be like, sometimes I want to be like, do they know we talk about this kind of thing? I'll be like, do you know I know what you did? You had her in 2016. You think you're gonna get me in 2017? No, sir. Like,
I didn't know until one of the last times that he and I linked up that he's messing around with somebody, and you, I mean, well, I know it too, but yeah.
A few people though. Like, yeah. That's the, but, and so sometimes I'd be like, I wanted people to like, you know, we know each other, right? Like, how do you not see us all the other days together? Or like people who, it's like, you know that I'm friends with this other person. Like, you see us on the yard together. You saw her, me and her talking, like whoever the girl is. And then at the party, you try to talk to me. And I'll be like, but I mean, I get it if it was just like a situation. But sometimes I just be like, if it was just last year, we got to have a buffer year or something. It needs to be a buffer year, isn't it? Like
yeah, let's just vibe.
So you did her 15. I see you in 17. We're gonna do we gotta stagger this. It gotta be a buffer year, isn't it? And also because going to a school that's so small though, also makes me feel like there's clearly crossover, right, with people that you know. Ultimately, if you slept with somebody at Fisk, you slept with somebody that you know. Probably, right? Even somebody that was your friend at some point.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But I just really, like, in this, even saying, like, if I didn't have a boyfriend, I think I'm just kind of at the point where I'm over, like, that part of, I mean, because once we realize we're not necessarily young alumni anymore either, once I'm 10-year past, I'm like, not as young as I once was. And so I'm like, some of those games, I'm...
Down be the nigga.
So many who I had no idea were married. And I understand that flirting is part of the game. I ain't even mad about that part because I flirt hard and never act on any of it. So I'm with that, like how we could be flirting and cool and kicking it. But if people who legit be trying to like then fly you to wherever they live the week after and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like,
niggas be dead ass.
You got a whole, like a real wife. Like, not a girlfriend, but a wife.
Not even like secretly married. Like, don't nobody know you married. Like, you married, you posting your whole family. Y'all got your family photo shoots. And you in my DMs. Like, so yeah, when do you get in town, sir?
I can't. Sir. I just absolutely cannot. And I've had so many of those guys, like, just be like trying it, and then I'd be like, but you brought her to the daytime activities but didn't bring her to Illuminati. Like, sir, I saw you and your girl here. And again, like I said, there are a few people like we just flirt, like that was the nature of our friendship.
Yeah.
But like it was some people who was really like trying to get on, like
absolutely.
Or whatever. Or like some people who I would just be like, I'm not wasting my homecoming appointment with you. Like, I'm okay. Like, not. Or you staying with seven other guys. Like, I ain't doing that with you, sir. No. You are out your rabbit ass mind. But yeah, it's funny. But it's even funny how some of the exes from like college, like guys you might have like liked it. For me, it's always like guys who I liked. And when we were undergrad, like all of a sudden, I'm like, yeah, I had a little glow up, but you should have got me when I was a little funny looking. Yo, bad. Because now I'm off the market. Okay. And it wasn't even because I was ugly. It was like my makeup was kind of trash. I didn't dress that well. I mean, I dressed really well. Look,
no, it was well for the time.
Yes, I was the queen of the tacky, but I mean,
Some of my shit was mad tacky. We was out here double poloing, polos.
It was a tacky time. Like, it was such a tacky time. It was, but we were cute.
I don't know what the fuck.
It was a tacky time. Like with my olive green outfit, girl.
I wish I could find that fucking jacket.
I love that damn that outfit.
The fact that he remembered the outfit.
He was like, I remember when you was walking down the yard. I remember when I got it, girl, because I was strutting. You couldn't tell me a goddamn thing.
It's those types of things.
Yeah.
And then with others that I'm just like, who?
Yeah.
Like, I have plenty. I'd be like, who? Who that?
I remember. Right. It's something like, I was not sober. Like, I like when people, like, in the daytime, don't try to talk about what happened last night.
I'm not that person.
That's in the past. I'm not her. That's drunk me. Drunk me and me, not the same people.
Mm-mm. And listen, I would say, like, no, that was squeaky. You're talking to Andrea now.
I'd be like,
that was a little bit. You're speaking to, like, no.
But were my shoes in my hand? Okay. All bets are off. If I had on the footies and my shoes were in my hand,
did I have to lean on you to talk to you?
Okay.
Was I only hugging you because I needed you to help me stand up?
Did I start the kiss open mouth? That means if that like, came, if I came at you like that, I was drunk. Don't pay attention to that girl. Real me does this first. Drunk me, if I came at you with gums and tonsil, I'm not responsible. How you gonna hold me accountable for that?
Anything that happens during this visit, like, it's never to be spoken of again. Like, I don't know.
I'm going to get one of them Men in Black things. Like, clearly y'all niggas don't know the rules. Needs a, right. Like, needs a little light. Needs a laser light your ass because you don't get the rules.
Now, the funniest conversation is, and I actually got a DM the other day. So the one here, the one that I said, you know, like, things are bad. Uh-huh. So we're Instagram friends. And I sent him something. Oh, no, I posted in my story and he responded like that hair. And I was like, thanks. He said something. He was like, sis. And I was like, you with this sis in quotations. And he was like, hold on. I have to read it to you because it was fucking hilarious. He was like, where is it? Oh, yeah. I said, thanks. He said, no problem, sis. I said, you and this sis. He said, I mean, you're not going to let me fuck no more. So even though I really want a chance to redeem myself from disappointing dick, my dick was so disappointing that you ended our whole relationship. That was funny as fuck, LOL.
I just don't understand. Like, let me tell you, what I will say about this man is he has the confidence of a king. He got the audacity when it first hit the shelves because... I would be so, look, I'm a fairly prideful person. I would have been like, I ain't fucking with that bitch. She just said all this stuff about me. He just really.
He rolls with it.
And I gotta be like, I respect that. I think it's crazy, but also I respect it.
I find it quite hilarious, but I do respect, like he knows, he understands. And he's like, you know, he took that as his motivation to lose weight, to, you know, work on his stuff. Like, and
even if I did, I'd never tell your ass. You'd be in the dark about it.
Why?
Because why? Because that was, I mean, like I said, if he can,
he knows, it, he listens to the show, he follows us on Instagram.
Skin. I'm sure many of our exes do. You know what? None of mine, you know what? They could be coming to me, but you know, they're blocked. So there's that.
I mean,
you know what? That's true. They absolutely could be listening. I don't know. And that's how I like it. I like to.
I mean, you know, he listens. I mean, because it wasn't, that was not nobody did nothing shitty. It was just a matter of this ain't going to work for me.
And that was honest. But I just feel like if somebody told me that, even like there were guys who I was like talking to when I was dating and started dating somebody else. And that was honest. And I totally respected it because they were like, you know what? I'm just really feeling this person more. That's honest. But I ain't going to be like, man, I respect that. Let me hang out with you and see if you're going to break up with her. Like, I ain't doing that shit.
No. So now, I mean, we can joke about it. Thankfully, he has a good sense of humor. He knows that I talk about it. Shout out to him. He listens, you know, I support, you know, his podcast.
Friend of the podcast.
Right. Friend of the podcast. One day he'll be on, to share his side of the story from a more comedic point of view, because it's still funny. But yeah, just so y'all know that I'm not lying about this shit. Cause I know people like, is that real? Like in real life? Yes. In real life. That's what happened.
It's just crazy. That's crazy for me. But, do you have a favorite ex?
Ooh, a favorite ex. At this point, my favorite ex, it would be a draw between Mr. Officer and the old man.
Okay.
Like, and that's only because those are dicks that I would do again.
That's honest.
Because they know what to do. So, yeah, though it's a draw between those two.
That's honest.
Yeah. A favorite ex-lover? No.
Like, no.
Mm-mm. No. But, yeah, favorite ex is, yeah. Now, could you say that you have a favorite ex? No.
You already knew. No.
I don't.
Maybe my kindergarten boyfriend.
No, but I mean, I would not to the point of a do-over. Like, oh no. Oh no! Like I said, I wouldn't any of that shit.
The people who I've done over, I did over, and it's over for real this time. I've had one ex for literally like 5 times, like literally on and off from 17 to 28. It was right before my 29th birthday. When we broke up again.
No.
So literally 11 years on and off. Mm-mm. And I was just like, and like multiple times on and off. And every time I was like, this is the final time. And the last time was the time where I blocked him and everything. And I never, see, that was the thing. I never blocked him. I was just like, I'm not doing this with you no more. And he would fall off the face of the earth. I'd go to college. That's when he would come to my mama's house. All that other stuff, he would just find me. And then the weirdest time when we ran into each other while I was chaperoning a college tour and he was finishing his degree, but he was working at the school in a whole nother town. And I had no idea. And he was driving their bus and I was a chaperone. And I got on the bus and I heard somebody say my name. I was like getting it, and I looked and I was like, oh my God. And he just like, that's how I know it's meant to be. Cause I was just like thinking about you. And he like came and stayed in my room a little bit. And that's when we reconnected. And
he manifested you into his life.
It was crazy. And for a minute, it made me think, because I'm like, what are the odds that
it's like maybe it
you would be working here and going to school here of all the places, not in Chicago, where we met, where we're from. And I would be here this weekend and that I would be on the bus. On this bus, all the ways I could have gotten that. I had just let another bus go because I decided to stay back with these kids. So how would it be that all of a sudden I would be on this bus that you're driving
right at this time?
It was you super fell into the trap. So I did. I fell into the
drink and the Kool-Aid.
The meant to be trap. But you know what? He didn't move on. He got a whole baby and all the other kind of stuff. I've heard, because people love to send you pictures and shit that your ex is doing. And I'm like, I have not followed this person on purpose. Like, I don't. And I'll say this. Most of my exes, I wish well. I wish them love and happiness and joy. And like all the things that I have, like I wish for them. It's one, I wish a pox on his house. And I wish infertility and erectile dysfunction and leprosy of the dick. Wow. But everyone else, I wish them well.
Wow. You talk about me. And sometimes you go there. Yeah. Like, you're talking about me. Because
I don't hate a lot of people. Like, Donald Trump, I hate. And right under that is him.
Understandably so. You know, I would not, like I said, I would not do the relationships again. But the sex, I would do again.
I'm not doing that.
As far as like social media, can't nobody find me in a relationship on social media. You got to scroll all the way back.
That's true.
And that's only because, and I think I've deleted most of the pictures of me and Mr. C, but and other than that, it's because I didn't feel like scrolling back that damn far. Yeah. Other than that, I'd be keeping that shit off. Like, Nope.
I've only one time have I put in a relationship. Well, I put in a relationship with one person, but that didn't last for a long time. And then I put in a relationship. I don't know if me and Maher had our relationship status on Facebook.
Yes, y'all did.
I think we did. Okay.
Because it started a whole Facebook thread.
But that wasn't even a relationship status. That was like.
Oh, no, it was a picture.
That was the puzzle picture, puzzle piece picture. That wasn't even a relationship status. But Jeremy is the one, like, I've had the, you know, but it's like everybody knows we're together. I mean, when we decided that everybody should know. Because we always, like, laugh. Like, when we put it out, we have been talking. But, like, only a handful of people.
You see, know. I've never done Facebook in a relationship with anybody.
Yeah. That's it. Just him. And I hope it don't change. I hope we just upgrade it from in a relationship to married to. And then we can be done. I don't even know. Do they have a married to option?
Yeah. Oh. Just as long as y'all don't become them couples that share a Facebook page.
Never. I think that's creepy.
That is creepy.
That's weird. Like,
it is okay to not do everything together.
It's super
weird. Okay.
I don't like it. I will. Oh, yeah. We'll never do that. We'll never. The our podcast page is the only page we'll ever share. And that's like because it's a business page. It ain't our. My Facebook page is mine. His is his. Never shall the two intertwine.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You know, I just believe in taking my L's offline.
You're so stupid.
Like, y'all ain't gonna never know. Like, I may reference people. I may talk about people, but that's it.
Definitely.
I just came here to dance for y'all. That's it. Like, y'all ain't gonna know nothing. And one day I'm gonna pop up and be like, boom, I'm in a relationship with this person. And you know, because we're having a baby. That's yeah. it. Like, it's gonna be a one and done type deal. Like, oh, look, she's pregnant. And we know that he's there because there's his hands on her belly. What does he look like? The world may never know. I'm about to straight Wizard Kelly that nigga. What?
Where's it, Kelly? Oh, I'm gonna watch some Proud Family tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm not Kelly that ass. Like, y'all ain't gonna for what? What y'all need to know? Cause if a bitch slide the wrong way, then I'm gonna have to slide the right way, and bitch gonna be straight. So no, I don't need those problems. Cause I don't want to go to jail. I'm done, you know, popping up on people. I'm done pulling bitches through car windows. Like, I'm done with that shit. So no, let's just not even invite the people because. Again, she gonna zig and I'm a zag, and then I'm gonna tag that ass. Mm-mm. So no, let's just not do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Nope. I'm good.
Is there anything else you have on the subject?
No. Wherever they are, be great, be fruitful, and multiply. Yeah. Funeral coming soon, ladies. Even guys, if you would like to learn how to do a funeral for a person,
record it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna record my actual. I'll record the steps.
Yeah,
and then I will go and I need a funeral. Yeah, and it's gonna feel good. It's gonna be before retrograde hits. It'll be before my birthday. Like, whoo, yeah, 32. I am turning 32, right?
Yes. No, okay. I had to do it the other day too because I'm like, no, she's gonna be 32. I'm like, no, we're never the same age. And that's how I was like, okay, she'll be 32.
Yeah. So 32, we're gonna, you know, because, and I do want to fuck some shit into abundance. So we'll work on that too.
I'm not available. So sorry.
No. No. No, thank you. I want the energy exchange of sex. It's a flexible. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it happen. Because I don't want it to be the solo route. Like, I want a group effort. Well, not a group effort. A collective effort.
Like I said, I'm not available.
I'm like, maybe not a group
effort. I was like, whoa, group effort.
It's not a group effort.
First of all, I'm offended that I'm not invited so that I could say no. But if you're making a group effort, at least invite me.
The collective effort. So I'm going to... Funeral and sex magic. That's what we're doing in October.
Okay, boo. It's a witchy month, so I'm excited for it.
Yes, we're going to release and we are going to manifest some great things. But yeah, so that's that.
Any last words before we wrap things up? How did I get a mosquito bite in here? Like, it's fresh.
I don't know. But better you than me because I can't afford to be down. I mean, I would rather.
That's because you got. Right. Yeah, I must say you rude as fuck.
But also,
I right. Yeah, you're right because I'm just annoyed. You gonna need a shot or something. I'm just annoyed. Right.
No, let me not. All right, so we did say that we were going to add Case of the X just based off of the conversation, so we're going to add that to the playlist. You got another track you want to drop on the list?
I can't remember the name of the person. It's called Put Your Back in It. Hold on.
Put Your Back in It?
Put Your Back in It. I think it's like an Afrobeat. Oh, yeah. It's an Afrobeat song. It's by DJ Flex. It's Put Your Back in It. I like it a lot. put your back in it. And it reminded me of like old school.
I found it. And it literally says the Afrobeat version. Yes. Like I'm song. Adding that to the playlist. Okay. Oh, wait. I got a case of the X. Okay. That has been added to the playlist. And I did have a song for this week. Did we add Thin Leave? I don't know. But I'm going to add Climax by Young Thug and Black. That's my song.
Okay, I need to listen to that. I haven't heard that.
Yeah, don't worry. It's on the playlist. So remember, guys, the playlist is live on Spotify. It is called For the Woke Ratchets. And it is under Savvy J, all one word. So SAVVYJAI. You'll see the profile of me half naked because that's just what it is.
She lives her life.
I mean, pretty much. And you'll see the playlist. It's called For the Woke Ratchets. At this point, the playlist has how many tracks on it? Let's see. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes long now. It's a pretty good playlist.
Yeah. Pretty good.
And we did not add to it last week. We forgot.
Oh, but we?
No, because it was an episode about
nothing. Oh, yeah. I was like, how did we forget? Because we weren't talking about shit.
Because we weren't talking about shit. So, guys, you know what time it is. It's that time where I tell you, you love this show. You like this show. You keep coming back. So, what do you need to do? Phone a friend. Listen, go to wherever you listen to this podcast, click that little share thing, drop it in the group chats, drop it, send it to Bay, and be like, look, see, when I tell you that I don't have no exes, they don't have none either. Like, it's just you, boo. Listen, everybody has somebody that can listen to this podcast. We are what month is this? 10. So we are 8 months in this thing. And we are over 2,000 spins. Thank you guys for that. Continue to like, share, and subscribe. If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, make sure that you rate us 5 stars. Now, whatever you put in the comments is between you and Jesus, but you just make sure that you drop that 5 stars in there, okay? Because we need those ratings, guys. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of people out here doing a whole lot of shit, and y'all know that y'all listen to us, and other people need to listen. And your girls is trying to make some other moves. So what do we need y'all to do? Be supportive fucking friends, okay? Y'all are friends in our heads too, okay? Yes. We know that y'all be laughing with us and talking with us and all this other stuff. Make sure that y'all share. Just do it. It's time for hotivities. It's time for hotivities.
Okay.
So hotivities, if you're new to the show, because hotivities is something that we've introduced this season, hotivities is the point in the show where we share hotels, hotfields, or hotips. Do you have a hotivity for this week, friend?
I have a hotip.
Okay.
Invest in a removable shower head. That is my hotip. They sell them on Amazon. You can do it.
Now, is that for a cell, for bowls? Oh, what?
It's multi-purpose, right? So we're talking about just from the cleaning aspect of things. Vaginas don't need all the summer's eve. They don't need a lot of the stuff that we like to put in them because the vagina should smell like vagina and not a rose, right? Shouldn't smell like a fish market, but it should smell like a vagina, which has its own unique smell. It's going to be affected by what you eat, all those types of things. But why I love the shower head is because you can take it off and you can get that water up there and all the, and if you're like me and you're a thick chick, that means your girlfriend got creases and curves. She thick too. So sometimes you
gotta be a thick chick for your girlfriend.
That's true. But definitely if you are, she is. They don't come skinny on in this model.
They might.
That's weird. Yeah, they might. So you get to like, it's so much easier to then, like, you know, sometimes people try to like throw the water up there or like put this. No, it's just easier to get that in there, get the nice water to run in and out. Really cool. Also, multi-purpose. If you decide to put the setting on a little harder and pull it and adjust it just so, And while you can really turn up the excitement, and you're already in a shower. So once you finish, just rinse it off. Pro tip. We have a removable shower head. I love it.
I have a hotel.
Okay.
This hotel is brought to you by some period in my life. What? I've decided that I'm taking time frames off of them.
Okay.
Just for the sake of anonymity of others.
Okay.
So this hotel is brought to you by me. Also, if you would like to submit a hotel, please make sure that you email those to wokeinratchet@gmail.com. That's woke, the letter in, ratchet@gmail.com.
Pod.
Now back to pod. The show. Oh, woke and ratchet pod. Mm-hmm. See, that's why I let you do it. Whatever.
Okay. It's woke and ratchet pod.
Y'all got it. Y'all it's got in it. The description.
It is.
The fuck ever. So this is, we'll call this Sex Almost Sent Me to the ER.
Okay.
So, I met this guy, in a group. We have mutual friends or whatever. And the conversation in the group got like sexual. And so he slid in the DM. So we were, you know, chatting back and forth. Next thing you know, pictures were exchanged, a couple videos, and then phone numbers. So, okay, phone numbers happened, but we hadn't really said anything. I get a text with an address and a time. And I was like, oh, well, and I was like, so you would pick the day that I have something to do that I can't make it by? And he was like, okay, not a problem. So let the day pass. And then I hit him up and I was like, well, you know, let me know if you're free this week. He said, bet. Maybe like 2-3 days later, I get the time. I already had the address, so I just got the time. So I show up, he tells me where to park, I go inside, and you know, we're chilling, but of course we both knew this is why we're coming together. It wasn't like, let's try to, you know, yeah, fake it, like, no. So, you know, it was chill at first, and then it started with the kissing, and then I'm straddling him on the couch, and then, so he takes off my clothes. He lays me down on the couch, and then he was like, wait, move over here. So he has a couch that has like the chaise, like mine. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so he moves me to the chaise side of the couch, and then he dives in face first. Face was great. And I had already saw the dick, and I was like, I hope that it is not disappointing.
Yeah.
So he goes in, and I was like, oh, this is great. Like, you know, the two never add up. Sometimes they don't be adding up. If the head is too good, you're like, oh, maybe the dick not that good. But he sits me up, and we move to the bedroom, and we proceed to have the sex. The sex was great. So we start off, we're like missionary, but not like basic missionary. So he has the legs up, and then he bends it, puts the feet on his chest, which just sends me through. And I don't know if I've said this before, but when I come hard. Like, it was a couple times he felt like, you're literally pushing me out. And I was like, I'm sorry. She's enjoying herself. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so then we move. Okay, so let me tell y'all how sex almost sent me to the ER. What I didn't tell y'all is that this man has like a curved, when I say curved, not just like a slight little curve, like no, it's like a curved dick. And so the missionary was fine. It's when we go, he flips me over and it feels great. Like, oh my God, it's so good. Like, I'm coming everywhere. He's slapping ass. He's pulling hair. All the things that I like. The only thing he didn't do was call me a bitch, but he did tell me to come on his dick. Like, I am in heaven. And so that was round one. I was like, oh, like, ooh. And he was like, no, just like stay like this. So I'm like, okay. So we relaxing. We go back to watching TV. And then I decided that I wanted some more. And so it's my turn to reciprocate the mouth action. Didn't have to do it for long because he was ready. So he gets, you know, all the things together, and then we're back at it. This time we were on a couch. And I felt sorry for this man's neighbors because I know that he was just in there hitting all the, like the cervix itself was like, it wasn't like annoying, like hitting the cervix. Like it was like hitting everything at just the right spot. And he found this sweet spot where I was like on my side and everybody can't do it from the side and it feels the same. But the way that he did it with the curved dick, like I was in heaven. Like, okay, so we finished round two. I was like, you know what? Let me gather my things. I'm going to go. Thank you, sir, for this transaction. So that's that. The next day, I'm working and I'm driving. I was like, oh, my stomach feels tight. And then it just kept, I was like, oh, my God, like, wait, something's not right. Like, it was like my stomach was like in knots, but it felt like, y'all, I could have sworn, like, I knew that I was, like, enjoying the sex. And I was like, so what if it happened? Like, he pushed my uterus back because it's happened. Like, there are stories of where it happens. And you have to go and get it, like, manually reset through surgery. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I'm going to die. Like, this hurts, like, so bad. Like, I'm going to fix your face because
I was so concerned. My guts. Now look at you.
I know. And I wanted my guts rearranged. But I also just felt like, whew, okay, so I'm like rubbing my stomach. I could not wait to get off work. So I'm like laying down. I'm trying to rub it. I'm like you do with a baby when they constipated and you just like rub the stomach to try to like loosen move stuff. And I was like, maybe I just need to poop. Like maybe that's it.
Usually that's what it is for me. Like, oh, who's the poop?
Right. I was like, maybe I just need to poop. And I was like, no, like it was like hurting, like it was like in my hips hurting. And I was like, something ain't right. Something ain't right. Something ain't right. So I'm laying there and I was like, okay, I'm going to rub the stomach a little bit more. I got the heating pad and I was rubbing my stomach and I was like, okay, it's starting to feel better. I was like, maybe if I keep rubbing. And I was like, maybe I just needed to like do it like when you go get a colonic and they kind of like push in. And I was like, maybe that's it. Like maybe it is like a little offset, but maybe I can just like work with it. I was like, so I can, how am I going to go to the hospital and tell these people like, I had a rough sex and it hurts. I mean, yeah, because texting me to the ER is a whole show.
I'm like, they make a whole show about it.
Right, but I didn't want to be on the show. So,
money.
Bad enough you didn't already told me I should have been on Life After Lockup. So
let's just hit all the ones we can.
Let's just not hit all the networks, okay? So I was like laying there and I texted, I was like, I think you broke me. And so he was like, I've had, you know, girls have had issues before. And you was out here just smashing my walls like that, sir?
He's like, oh, he's like, did you not read my Yelp reviews?
Clearly, I missed the dick Yelp.
It's on the, is that a thing? That should be a thing.
A dick Yelp is a thing. It's on Twitter.
Is it dick Yelp? It is. Oh, I'm going to put some people on there.
Yeah.
Dick Yelp is a thing. Dick Yelp.
Dick Yelp. So yeah, so I thought I was gonna die. I took a nap, and when I woke up, I was like, it's a miracle, I'm healed. And you know what? I did have sex with that man again without the same results.
Oh, so
I didn't feel like I was gonna die the next
time. Well, that's
good. Yeah, but you know, sex almost sent me to the ER.
And I'm glad it didn't, Fran.
Me too. Girl, I want to listen. I've had enough ER visits. Okay, I've had enough transverse ultrasounds and CT scans, and I've had enough of those to last a lifetime.
I'm sure. Really, no more.
So no, we don't need any more. But you know, sir, if you're listening, be careful with that thing. Okay, just watch how you're swinging it.
Watch how you're swinging that thing.
Yes, like be careful. Because that, I mean, I would give the dick 5 stars, but I would also leave like a caution note. Like,
not for the faint hearted.
Listen,
or the weak stomached.
Or listen, because you will be fucked up in real life, but I did it again because.
Must have uterus of steel.
Must have something, because. Wait, well, man. That
sounds good. But bad at the same time. I'm glad that you didn't have to really go to the ER.
I mean, I'm glad I didn't have to go to the ER too. And I mean, I did it again because.
You're a glutton for punishment.
Have you just met me? I told you about the one time I tapped out and went back the next day.
That's what I'm just saying. I'd be like, fuck that nigga. I'm good.
Nope. I was like,
I got plans. And it's not to be in the ER, sex related ER.
No, it was fine. It was fun. And then the next time, it was like I didn't have the same issue. So maybe it might have been a little gas. Who knows? But at that point, I felt
Okay.
like sex
First time I thought I was
almost
having a heart attack, I just needed to poop. I
was
was like, oh my God, I'm dying, I die. My sister was like rubbing my stomach and I was like, wait. She's like, you just need to fart. And I was like, no, I don't. And then like maybe an hour later, I pooted it and I was like, oh my
right, because you know,
God.
gas can get trapped in
It
other
was like right here. I
places.
was like, oh my God, no, that's where your heart is. I'm having a heart attack. I legit thought I was having a heart attack. And I was definitely like 24. I was a grown up. And I thought I was dying. My sister's like, you got gas. I was like, that's not it. It
But
wasn't.
I've learned, like, when you feel like you gotta, like, little baby, you put your knees to your chest, you rock it
Yeah.
out a little bit, like, you gotta work, you gotta move,
Absolutely.
you gotta get
Like, that's terrible when you're old. Like, I'm old. Like, I gotta rock my poops out.
moving. Yeah, that's how you know you're old. Anything else you want to tell the folks, friend?
No. That's it. I got nothing.
That's it. Guys, remember, if you love a Black woman, send her a Cash App. You are more likely to get a favorable result if you shoot your shot through her Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, or
With
Zelle.
money.
Money always talks. I would probably, respond to most of you guys. If you shot your shot in the right place, I keep telling you, it's Savvy J on all the things. Don't use the Instagrams or the Facebook because that ain't gonna get you nowhere. Shoot your shot with what matters, the money. And if you have a mate, okay, now ladies, if you go through that man's phone, which you probably will because that's what the fuck y'all be doing, Cash App yourself 40, send me 20, and then go to wherever he listens to his podcast and subscribe. Fellas, don't go through that woman's private property. But should you find yourself scrolling through the group chats before you run off and Michael Jordan cry, make sure that you send me $20 for this tip from your Cash App, not that woman's. And then you go to wherever she listens to her podcast and subscribe because obviously she don't have no friends that tell her, like, look, G, if you're gonna put it in a group chat, make sure it's not the one that he gonna check.
Right.
Because, yeah, obviously she don't have no real friends, so she needs to listen. Other than that, you guys have a wonderful week. I need to go grocery shopping and finish adulting and cussing
Yes.
people out because niggas think it's a game out here. What?
Oh, no, friend.
Oh no, in real life, like niggas dead ass about to get cussed the fuck out and probably blocked. Like,
It's my favorite thing. It's my blocking finger right here. It's like this.
yeah.
It's what I do.
Yeah, maybe I'll do it from the Woke and Ratchet page and show you how to do a funeral.
There you go. Look for that soon, guys. This week
Yeah.
on
I'll
Instagram.
Yeah, it probably will be this week. Class starts tomorrow, so probably Wednesday, Thursday.
Cool.
I'll do it from both.
Yeah,
So,
that'd be fun.
yeah. So I'll show you guys how to do a funeral for people that are still living. So if you would like to host a funeral for The
And
Walking
you won't go
Dead,
to jail. Do not actually kill these people.
no. I said The Walking Dead. They listen, okay? Do not commit murder. Do not go anywhere and say Savvy J and D. Renee told me to
Because we
commit
did
murder. That
not.
is
You're a
not what
liar.
we're doing, okay? We are non-violent.
We're not murderers. We ain't
There you
nonviolent. We're
go.
not
I was saying, I was
murderers.
trying to figure it out, like,
Yeah,
okay?
we'll whoop your ass, but we ain't gonna kill you.
We just don't want to go to jail, okay?
That's the part. If we kill you, you ain't gonna know. We ain't gonna
Ain't
say
nobody
it.
gonna know. Listen, I got enough phones. I know how to contact
Will we
people.
kill you? The world may never know.
Because it might happen. But no, motherfuckers have to get cussed the fuck out.
Yeah.
Probably get blocked.
Oh, Lord.
Because if you're not talking the right shit at this point in my life, I need results. So if you're not giving me no money, if you're not talking about where you're taking me for my birthday, this is the month that I get selfish.
You
Like,
get
this is the month where I just,
awful, but it's good.
yes. So if you call yourself my friend, you have my number, don't think you can wish me happy birthday via Instagram. Like you better at least send a text message to the motherfucking phone or something. Because this is the
Already
month
got
where,
my slideshow set up.
yeah, this is, there you go. You already know.
I
This is
just
the
meet
month
you.
where friends get cut off and I won't talk to you for a year. And you'd be wondering what the fuck happened. This is when it happens, guys. This is nothing new. Been like this my whole life. And these niggas, they finna learn this shit the hard way. So if you're not coming correct, you about to get cussed the fuck out and you about to get blocked. I don't care how beautiful your penis is. I'm not going to try it out this month. You got to wait till after Mercury come out of retrograde. I'm not doing nothing new. Nothing. I can't commit to shit new.
You're so funny.
You know the rules. Listen, if y'all, if you know, you know. Okay. Mercury retrograde is coming up. Do not commit to anything new. Watch your communication. Just come on, guys. We can get through this, but you have to do it smartly. True. Use your noodle.
Noodle.
Use your noodle.
Do the new dance. And we were both grown when that show came out.
Whole grown.
We were whole grown. I'm like, PB&J, I was an adult, but I liked it.
That was my show.
It was a good show.
It was.
That's just it. All right, guys.
Was that a Disney show or a Nickelodeon show?
Disney. Like, no. Or is it Nick Jr.? Is it Nick Jr.? Or Disney Jr.? I think it's Disney.
So is it on the app?
No.
Oh, fuck.
I do not know. I'm not gonna lie to you. I have no idea. It could be Nick Jr. I don't even know what network it's on.
I don't know. I was trying to watch Matilda last night.
I watched Hocus Pocus last night. He was like, it's only the third. I'm like, but it's October. Mind your business. What? And I'll be watching it again. So
nope, I want to go to the pool. No, like legit want to go to the pool.
Like the swimming pool. Oh, I thought you, I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, no. Nope,
I don't
know
why I thought it was October,
but I live in Texas.
I mean, absolutely. Especially because it's not a million degrees.
Yes. All right, guys. Y'all know we would get sidetracked in a heartbeat. Be kind to yourselves. Drink your water. Ladies, don't let fuckboys nut on your face. And guys, eat your green vegetables. That's all I have for you. Here's your face.
There's nothing to say after that. Y'all have a good one.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
You're funny.
Did you stop the Zoom record?
Oh, hold on. Oh, wait. I didn't stop.